When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Did you catch season 3 of This Is Digital? Season 3 of This Is Digital goes behind the scenes to reveal how digital trends show up in everyday decisions and actions, including digital lessons from the EV revolution and the chief digital officer's role in disruption and culture. Featuring guests like Ekta Chopra of Elf Beauty and Tyson Jomini of JD Power. Do you have a digital mindset? Find out by checking out the latest and greatest on season 3 of This Is Digital and learn more at westmonroe.com.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey, thank you, Trevor. Welcome to Hell of a Week. I go by the name of Charlemagne the God. We're fast approaching Halloween, so please sit back. Make sure your Jeffrey Dahmer wig is on tight. Hopefully the edible is kicked in, and you can relax as I lead you on a guided tour through This Week in Hell. Hey, man. First up, Kanye West. He's lost his billionaire status after being dropped by Adidas, Balenciaga, CAA, The Gap, Kim, Vogue, and more due to his anti-black, anti-Semitic outbursts. CEOs are balling up Kanye contracts and shooting them into the trash like Kobe, all right? But some of y'all fronting. Okay, Foot Locker announced that they'll be removing Yeezys from their shelves, but let's keep it 100. Foot Locker ain't never have no Yeezys on the damn shelves. And TJ Maxx says Ye's brand will not be sold at their store. I would think now is the time that Yeezys end up in TJ Maxx, because TJ Maxx is where clothes go to die, all right? Sorry, TJ Maxx. And I can't believe some of y'all think this is all some strategic, evil genius plan from Kanye. Yesterday, he showed up unannounced and uninvited to Skechers. I'm assuming he's looking for a new deal, but guess what, genius? The company is owned by Jewish people, yeah. That's a real great strategy, all right? If this is the plan, what's the plan B? Because plan A ain't hitting on shit, all right? Tucker Carlson is rip-roaring mad that people think his son Buckley got a job just because he's Tucker Carlson's son. My question, who the hell names their son Buckley Carlson, all right? That sounds like a clinic that treats chronic yeast infections. The Buckley Carlson Chronic Yeast Infection Center, right? And last but not least, Meghan Markle revealed on her podcast that she is 43% Nigerian. Salute to all the Nigerians out there, all right? 43% Nigerian, okay? Now she's almost as black as Khloe Kardashian, okay? You can check her out in the new movie, Beige Panther, Wakanda Forever, all right? But you know it's for real, because Meghan's newfound cousins have been WhatsApping her for money ever since. So now if you get an email from a Nigerian princess, it really might be legit, all right? We've got a lot more things to talk about, like gun laws and loyal friends. Queen Nyla, let's start the show. That's right. He's a legendary comedian from the iconic shows in Living Color and The Proud Family. You can catch him at MSG's Hulu Theater alongside Cat Williams tomorrow night. Make some noise, y'all, for the legend. Tommy Davidson is here. That's right. She's a CNN contributor, and she hosts The Trend Line with Kristen Soltis Anderson on SiriusXM. Kristen Soltis Anderson is here. And he's an entrepreneur, philanthropist, rapper, activist, and walking thesaurus. T.I. is here.
That's for sure.
And later in the show, the one and only Stephen Colbert will be joining us. But here's what I want to talk about. Topic one, Dave reviews. Over the weekend, Dave Chappelle showed up at a screening of Will Smith's new movie, Emancipation, even though Dave has been performing with Chris Rock, a man who once had Jada's name in his fucking mouth, all right?
Yeah.
We all know this guiding quote from the great philosopher C. Murder. Fuck them other N-words, I ride for my N-words. But what does one do when the other N-words is your N-words, too? How do you pick sides in this one? Two legendary talents. It's easy to pick between two bum-ass friends. Ain't much to lose if one gets salty, but man, Tommy, if you're Chris Rock, are you upset by this? Can you just go out and kick it with your man's ops like that?
Oh, I get this one, huh? All right. Well, they both my friend, but Chris is a comedian.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, Dave, you working with him, you know, guess what? Last night I was hanging with the person that smacked the shit out of you.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's different, but I wish somebody would have smacked me because Chris's money went up.
Yeah.
Way up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I couldn't take that smack from Will. Will came at me, you know?
Will tried to smack you before?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what he was going to do.
Will tried to fight you before?
Hey, listen, he made that walk, you know?
When was this?
Yeah.
When was this?
So this is when I was doing Woo, the movie Woo.
Okay.
You know, and he was walking at me, you know, the walk. So I started walking too, you know, like... Let's do this. And Jada was like, no. I said, well, you tell him.
Oh, Jada broke y'all up?
Oh, yeah.
Let me move on. Kristen, what do you think, Kristen? Can you kick it with your people's ops?
Look, I don't think you're a bad friend necessarily for going and hanging out with Will Smith if you're Dave Chappelle in that situation.
Okay.
As long as Chris Rock has said, it's okay. I think it's fair game.
I feel the same way that I did about the slap. I feel like, you know, we can only be as upset as Chris Rock is about it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So if Chris Rock ain't jumping up and down and saying nothing about it, then
right. What
the hell is it for us to say?
Well, he's had a lot of material about it. If you've seen his latest stand-up, he actually does discuss it. He don't sound happy about it.
Right.
You know? And
right.
Dave knows that firsthand because they're on the road together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if he invited me to a premiere, if Will did, I would go.
Of course.
I wouldn't call somebody and say, hey, man,
who's gonna say?
You know, who smacked you lately? I'm gonna be there.
Yeah.
Who gonna tell Will, nah, man, I ain't coming?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna be there.
And how long are we supposed to hold a grudge? And why are we holding a grudge?
Yeah, I mean,
Chris Rock is a distant cousin of mine, but I'm not, like, my last name's not Rock for me to be still upset with Will after that.
Right.
So you don't have to pick a side in this situation, basically.
No, I mean, yeah. I think I can remain neutral. I'm cool with both of them. I respect both of them as legends, mm-hmm. as phenomenal talents, mm-hmm. as gifted black men.
Yeah.
I would go and see Chris Rock and celebrate him, just like I go see Will Smith and celebrate him.
And I'm actually happy for both of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Chris gets to do what he does, and Will gets to see what he needs to fix. That's an opportunity.
Explain that. Expound on that.
Well, you know, I don't know if that was the best judgment. On his part, he'll tell you that.
With slapping Chris?
But at
the Oscars?
Yeah.
On live television?
Yeah.
On the biggest night of your life?
You know what, man? You know what, man? No, but, you know, we everybody has that one thing.
Yeah.
That you need to get through, you know? And if you're given that opportunity to do that, that's two lives in one, man.
Now, Tip, that only works in the industry, though, right? Because if you're in the street and you see your op with somebody that's supposed to be your man.
Man, I mean, you'd be surprised nowadays. Ain't no the rules is out the window.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised what you see right here.
Yeah.
I mean? But I think, man, that, you know, there can be no good without bad, no bad without good. I think what mm-hmm. Will went through, it gave him a certain freedom. Because everybody was expecting Will Smith to be this
perfect
image of perfection.
That's what I mean.
And now he has the freedom of knowing even if he fucks up again some kind of way, he'll never fuck up that bad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he'll get a little more grace now.
Yeah. It does make you think, though, because Will had this stellar record all these years. He makes one mistake, and now all of a sudden,
we'd be
discarding Will Smith.
And he's so iconic. I mean, I can't find my keys in the morning, but I can remember every word to, like, the Men in Black theme song.
Yeah.
I mean, he has produced so much stuff.
Kristen, I didn't even realize you was white till just now.
That's Summertime. That's Summertime.
Just hit me.
No, not parents just don't understand the Men in Blacks.
What's next, Wild Wild West?
Miami.
None of us remember.
Hey, this is why Will will never fall off, though. His fan base is too big.
Right, exactly.
This is true.
Look, ain't nobody passing up Thanksgiving with the Smiths. Our New Year's with the Rocks, all right?
Yeah, that's right.
People can judge Dave all they want for still hanging out with Will, but y'all know y'all would do the same thing for an Instagram picture, okay? My panel's still hanging out, plus Stephen Colbert is coming through. More Hell of a Week in just a minute.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Did you catch season 3 of This Is Digital? Season 3 of This Is Digital goes behind the scenes to reveal how digital trends show up in everyday decisions and actions, including digital lessons from the EV revolution and the chief digital officer's role in disruption and culture. Featuring guests like Ekta Chopra of Elf Beauty and Tyson Jomini of JD Power. Do you have a digital mindset? Find out by checking out the latest and greatest on season 3 of This Is Digital and learn more at westmonroe.com.
Welcome back to Hell of a Week. We got Tommy Davidson, Kristen Soltis Anderson, T.I., and Stephen Colbert is coming up. But now it's time for topic two. Gun of a Son. Following last year's shooting at a Michigan high school, the school district has been hit with multiple civil suits, and now the shooter's parents are getting charged, too. Apparently, the killer's caretakers ignored subtle warning signs like him bringing live ammunition and the severed head of a bird to school. Boy, show and tell got wit. Kristen, I know some folks don't like the idea that folks can get charged for another person's crimes, but if I can sue because I slipped and fell in the 7-Eleven, shouldn't I also be able to sue when negligence results in a school shooting?
Well, another good way to think about this would be if someone comes up to you and they're obviously really drunk and they say, I want the keys to your car, and you give them those keys and then they go and they kill someone. Yeah, you should be responsible for that. You could have stopped something terrible from happening. What worries me about this case is, like, this is clear cut, right? These parents knew that something was wrong with their son, and they were not just allowing but encouraging him to have access to firearms. So it seems obviously irresponsible. But you've also got a lot of troubled young people out there whose parents may not be able to get them help. They're not taking them to gun ranges and things, but if their kid, you know, does something terrible, where do you draw the line at where a parent is or is not responsible for their kid's actions? That's what I worry about a little bit. Yeah. This is a clear-cut case, but not everyone's gonna be. Yeah.
Now, T.I., you know a thing or two about children.
Yeah.
We're responsible for our children, but at what point do the sins of the child not become the parent's responsibility?
I think, man, for life, we will always bear some level of responsibility for our children and their actions. Should it yield jail time? I feel like exceptions are made for exceptional circumstances. Mm-hmm. This seems to be an exceptional set of circumstances. They started buying this young man guns and taking him shooting at a very young age. So I don't know if they should be arrested for the murders that were committed, but they should definitely be arrested for negligence in offering a child this kind of weaponry without the proper guidance and without everything else that should come along with it.
Just never give a little white boy a gun. He dangerous, you know? I'm afraid of a blood and a crip, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I ain't afraid of black people with a gun because we don't practice, first of all.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? But a little white boy show up the first day of school, is this the cafeteria?
Yeah. You bring up a good point because, like, if the school administrators and parents are on the table to be charged, shouldn't we be able to hold gun manufacturers accountable as well?
I think the gun manufacturers is a step too far because, again, there are guns that are purchased legally that are made for good reasons. And so in the same way that, you know, the analogy people always use is the car, right? Can you hold Ford responsible if somebody takes a car and hurts people? Can you hold a liquor company responsible if someone drinks themselves to death? I mean, there is a limit to where I think responsibility needs to end. I think the manufacturers is too far.
So what about the stores then? Because to your point about the keys, right? If I'm a kid and I go in there to buy an AK-47, shouldn't somebody behind the counter ask some questions?
Well, and especially if you as a store have not followed the rules that are in place, then I think there needs to be a big crackdown on that. And to the extent that there aren't rules in place that say you need to be doing good vetting of people, make sure there are good rules that say you need to do good vetting of people.
I would love to experience this level of freedom because I knew if I were to go into a gun store and ask for any type of firearm or ammunition, people would be notified immediately.
Well, that's because of your record, though.
Is it?
Yeah. If you had a clean record, I think they wouldn't bother you. Maybe. You think? Personally, I say, yeah, you should put some blame on the parents. Like, if your kid tells you he's hallucinating and draws pictures of folks getting shot, maybe cross that Red Ryder AK-47 off his Christmas list, all right? Even without the warning signs, the number one thing that should disqualify a kid from owning a gun is a kid really wanting a gun. What do you need a gun for? I'd like to thank my panel, T.I., Kristen Stoltz Anderson, and Tommy Davidson for their wisdom. When we come back, Stephen Colbert will be joining us. More Hell of a Week in just a minute.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Digital trends show up every day in business decisions and actions. West Monroe is the number one strategic partner translating technology into financial value for companies. The This Is Digital podcast applies West Monroe's two decades of secrets and best practices to your business's benefit. Favorite past topics from the last three seasons include how AI and the next generation of employees are shaping the workplace, becoming a product company, Highmark's journey, and what does it mean to put the customer first? Learn more at westmonroe.com. Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotika.
Welcome back to Hell of a Week. My next guest is a multiple Emmy, Grammy, and Peabody Award winner. His work on The Daily Show and Colbert Report set new standards for American satire. These days, you can find him hosting TV's number one late night program, The Late Show. And on top of all that, he's the executive producer of this show, Hell of a Week. Give it up for my guy, Stephen Colbert. What's up, my brother?
Good to see ya.
South Carolina all day.
That's right. You know, I used to work in this building.
I heard.
Yeah. Last time I was in this building, TRL was still on, yes. And they were very excited because Hanson was stopping by.
Oh, damn. That was a long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you are the king of late night.
Prime Minister.
Prime Minister.
Because it could be gone tomorrow.
But there's a lot. It's funny you say that because there's so many questions about late night nowadays.
Yeah.
I want to start with the topic of diversity. Because folks always say that late night is too white and too male.
Yes.
And how do you, as a white male, feel about that critique?
I take it personally. Listen, sure, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm excited about this.
Hey.
I tell you what, one of the things that I thought was missing in late night was not enough people from South Carolina, too.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
That's right.
So the lack of diversity is one of the reasons you wanted to EP this show.
Well, what I wanted to EP the show is because you used to come on my show. I mean, you still sometimes do, but you would come on my show, and you were a great guest. Mm-hmm. The audience loved you. You had a different perspective. You're honest. You're shocking. You don't mind upsetting people. You're funny. And if I'm not mistaken, you came to me
that
and
is
said,
very true.
Would you be interested in working together? And I did. And how many? It was like 3 years.
I think longer than
3 years ago we first started talking about this. So, I don't know. I was just excited to produce something. And what better person to do it with than somebody that I already knew and respected?
Hey, we're here now. You know, Colbert Report, yep. I think some of y'all might have heard of it, right? Would it be possible?
That's about the size of the audience. That was about...
Would it be possible to do that type of show today? Because there's still, you know, so much funny with Fox hosts now, but are the stakes too high to even satire that?
Well, here's the thing is that you have to, that I was a shadow. Like, you know, like that show was satire in that it was my name, but it wasn't me.
Okay.
It was me modeling my behavior on other people I saw in the media. And the people I see in the media now, I wouldn't want to model that. Like even back then, which, gosh, it was 8 years since I did that show, you had to, like, watch it every day, or you had to watch it every so often, so you had to sip a little bit of that poison to have it in your system, you know, to titrate it a little bit so you kind of spit it back at the audience. And I can't watch it. So I don't think I could do it because I don't have the source. I can't watch, the folks on Fox News anymore. It ain't funny to me anymore.
You don't find Tucker Carlson hilarious?
I'm not sure who you're talking about.
What?
I love this, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How filled have you gotten this so far? This is a party couch. I feel like we should have bottle service here.
Why are you acting like we don't talk about this stuff?
No,
like,
but I've never
like
sat on it.
Like, you love this banquet. It was your idea.
It was your idea. I thought it was a good one. I saw all the plans and everything, but I've never actually sat here. I like it. I'm on the crack. I'm riding the crack.
Pause, SC.
Yeah.
What is the Colbert Report of the day? Is there something out there? Maybe tuning out the news, maybe?
I think it's tuning out the news. Okay. And again, I produced that too, yes. So I don't have too much objectivity here because it makes fun of the style of news. People used to say, oh, I like the Colbert Report. I don't watch the news, but I watch you. And I would say, well, then you're only getting half the joke because we're doing jokes about the story, but we're also doing jokes about the way the story was told to you today, the particular way in which you were emotionally manipulated or sometimes outright lied to. And that's what you know, it's not my show. I'm not writing it, but that's what that looks like to me. James Smartwood, the host of Big News, he's a lot like the old character in that he's a well-intentioned, poorly informed, high-status idiot who is embodying the worst of the news while he tells you what happened today.
Wow, way to talk about one of your hosts, Steve.
Yeah.
Wow. A lot of questions about this network.
Come and get me, Smartwood. You're animated. I'll fuck you up. Can you say fuck you up? What can you say? I'm sorry, I know it's your show, but what can you say here? Can I say shit?
You're asking the wrong person.
Can I say shit? Is there a producer here?
I fail standards and practices all the time.
Yes. Josh says I can say shit. Can I say fuck you up? No, I cannot.
No, you got to bleep that.
Sorry, I apologize.
You know, a lot of questions about this network that you helped put on the map, Comedy Central.
Yeah.
There's been articles that say Comedy Central is unfunny. You EP a couple shows here, but for the most part, the network is full of South Park and Office reruns. What do you think Comedy Central is doing right? What do you think they're doing wrong?
I hear good things about 11:30 two nights a week.
Yeah, yeah.
I respect Trevor enormously, and as long as he's in that chair, they're going to be fine.
Mm-hmm. Well.
They got nothing to worry about as long as Trevor is hosting The Daily Show.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I hope you take away from this.
Well, I don't know if this is true, but I've heard.
Yep.
I've heard that he won't be doing that much longer.
What?
Yes. That's what I've heard.
He only started in 2015. That's when I started. He just got there.
December 8th, I'm hearing, is his last day.
I don't believe it.
If you had to predict who's the next host of The Daily Show, who would it be? Or do you care?
What? Do I care? Jon Stewart's available. He only does like 10 shows a year over at Apple. He could do The Daily Show at the same time. I don't know. Who do you think? I don't know. I like Roy Wood Jr. a
okay.
lot.
That's a He's big co-sign. Really and, You're a big co-sign.
And several people enjoy him as well in this room.
Woman.
What?
A black woman?
Well, I don't know if she wants it, but Jessica Williams, I thought she'd be great.
I've heard Amber Ruffin's name.
She's now all Harry Potter. She's got all that cash. I'm not sure if Comedy Central can afford her.
What about Amber Ruffin? I've heard Amber Ruffin's name thrown around.
But she's got a gig already. She's got a good gig over at Peacock. Yeah. I mean, she'd be great, don't get me wrong, but she's already... I'm thinking of somebody who's really good who doesn't presently have a nightly show or, like, a regular gig.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You and Jon Stewart, y'all known to have a legendary friendship.
Yeah.
Do y'all ever have real disagreements, like real arguments? What's the last thing y'all argued over?
I suppose sometimes... I'll tell you, when he would come on my show, he's coming on fairly soon to talk about his show over on Apple, but he used to come on more often, be under the desk and come out and everything. And one night, you know, I'd help him, I'd work on the scripts that he was going to do along with some of my writers. And one night he goes, this is so good, this is such a good monologue for you from the desk. Why don't you want to do it? And I'm like, well, because you get all this fun. You get to, like, halo jump in from low orbit and pull out your shoe at the last minute and tell these jokes and go, pow, 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 pow. Yeah, and then you jetpack out, you know, and then you're gone. You're special forces. I'm the first army.
Mm.
I'm here tomorrow night. I got to grind it out day by day. And so I'm building the thing I want to say about any subject on a daily basis. So I don't actually want to take out the guns and shoot up I don't want to shoot up the room every night.
Got you.
And so that's not a disagreement, but I've discovered I have a different role than I used to have at the old show. This is much more about hanging out with the audience and telling them how I feel about what happened tonight. And it's a little less, I don't know, comedy ninja chopping up the place.
Mm. Okay. I get what you're saying.
Do you? Because I'm not sure if I understand what I'm
exactly
saying.
Exactly what you're saying. You don't want to nuke the place every night.
That's right. That's right. I mostly am throwing a party. This is an after party.
Yeah, you want
people have been out all night and they're coming by for a last drink.
That's right. Now, you made a joke earlier this year about your old showrunner, Chris Licht, who's now running CNN. He used to also be an EP here.
I cannot believe it. You know Chris.
Yeah,
because he helped develop the works we did together. And, yeah, I can't believe he went back to news. He had a really good job. I happen to know it paid really well, and he got 12 weeks off a year. And now he's over there at CNN, and, you know, everybody's got all these suspicions about what he's doing. Yeah. I happen to know that he is doing everything with the best of intentions, and he's got just a really long plan, and nobody believes him.
Did he really, like, call you looking for help in reshaping CNN? Was that true?
No, he didn't. He just calls me and says, can I come back?
How many times?
Because people aren't nice over at news. We're really nice. Aren't we nice people over at the
How many times has he called you asking for his old office?
We talk every week. We talk every week.
So every week he asks me for his job back?
When we finish this interview, there'll be a text from him saying, please, can I come back?
I believe
obviously,
that.
Obviously, I'm just joking.
Nope. Nope. That's going to be the headline. Nope. SC, thank you for coming by.
Oh, pleasure.
Stephen Colbert, everybody. One hell of a week when we come back.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Do you have a digital mindset? Check out Season 3 of This Is Digital. Season 3 of This Is Digital goes behind the scenes to reveal how digital trends show up in everyday decisions and actions, including driving profitable growth in enterprise software and how the new sports fan experience can drive revenue. Featuring guests like Chris D'Agostino of Databricks and Scott Crable of Thoma Bravo. Check out the latest and greatest on Season 3 of This Is Digital and learn more at westmonroe.com.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
Hey, welcome back to Hell of a Week. Now, before we go, I want to talk about someone who is a bad friend, specifically Matthew Perry. He's an actor who starred on a TV show called Friends. I never saw it, but people tell me it was like Living Single, but for white folks. So, Matthew just came out with a memoir, because that's what everybody does these days. And in it, he mourns some of the brilliant people he's known who've died. And this is how he did it. He wrote, why is it that the original thinkers like River Phoenix and Heath Ledger die, but Keanu Reeves walks among us? Ooh. First things first, Keanu Reeves is phenomenal, okay? The Matrix, one of my favorite movies, The Devil's Advocate. Bill and Ted is dope. The list goes on and on. Second, original thinkers like River Phoenix and Heath Ledger are dead, sadly, because they weren't very original about their drug addictions, all right? They really were great actors, but dying of an overdose is the oldest cliche in Hollywood. And that's certainly not Keanu's fault. Why do people have to work so hard to be negative? Matthew, one question. Could you be more of a douchebag? Huh? My name is Charlamagne Tha God. See you next Thursday. So be sure to listen to Hell of a Week with Charlamagne Tha God wherever you get your podcast.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Did you catch season 3 of This Is Digital? Season 3 of This Is Digital goes behind the scenes to reveal how digital trends show up in everyday decisions and actions, including digital lessons from the EV revolution and the chief digital officer's role in disruption and culture, featuring guests like Ekta Chopra of Elf Beauty and Tyson Jomini of JD Power. Do you have a digital mindset? Find out by checking out the latest and greatest on season 3 of This Is Digital and learn more at westmonroe.com.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.